And it's bourbonblog.com. We just returned from Shoreham, Vermont, to the Whistlepig Farm and Distillery, and we have on the phone with us Whistlepig founder, my good friend Raj Bhakta. How's it going, Raj?
Tom, I'm well. Good to be back.
We're really thrilled to be the first to report on your new farm stock, which y'all have been working on for a while. Tell us what
it's
is
big
farm
news.
Stock.
It's big news. So farm stock, in short, is the release for the first time of the whiskey, what we're calling triple terroir. That is whiskey made from grain that we grew on the farm that was aged in barrels of wood from our own forests and made with water from our own well. So, you know, we're taking craft to an entirely new level by sourcing everything, you know, from our own farm. And I'm very happy to report, while it's a great concept and it's what drove the initial idea behind Whistlepig is to make whiskey from your own farm, the result, you know, thanks to Dave and the team, is extraordinary.
Part of the whiskey that's in there is from grain that is grown on your farm in Vermont and that is aged in barrels made from wood from that area as well.
That's right. And that's a one of its kind. You know, it's a one of a kind. So the this is the first crop one of farm stock. This is the beginning of an evolution which will take place each year. There'll be a new crop released. You know, this is the beginning of a journey towards farm stock, our new label. You know, as we move from a significant proportion, in this case about 20-25% of the whiskey is triple terroir. That is our grain, our water, our wood. The balance is 5-6 year old, about 50-60%, 5-6 year old that was distilled in Canada but aged in our wood, so it's double terroir, our water and our wood. And part of it is 12-year-old whiskey that was you know, put in using our water. So it's, in a nutshell, what I think farm stock, especially the first crop of farm stock, represents really well is, you know, I like to think of whiskey in terms of having the attributes of people sometimes. It's an easy way for me to think about it. It would be like a combination of having wisdom of a 50-60 year old guy with the zest and vitality of a 20 year old. So it's got the best attributes of age and some of the best attributes of youth. It's an amazing blend.
It really is. You can get the zest on it. You get the freshness of the youth, but in one sip it's going to give you what your whiskey is now that you're making yourself, and almost what it is going to become, all rounded out in one taste.
That's exactly right. I think it's the best whiskey we've released. It's a wonderful expression of rye, and you know, this is one of those where I recommend that people buy one to drink and buy one to hold, because in time, I think the bottle will appreciate, and it might be one of those whiskeys that pay for your entire drinking habit, the previous decade.
So this is going to be a real collectible item that we'll be seeing. It's going to be coming out next week in several of your markets.
Yeah, it'll be coming out in Chicago, San Francisco, and L.A., and it'll be available here on the farm.
The retail price is going to be?
It's a little under $90 in most markets, and you know, again, it's a very small release. You know, we're sending out initially only a couple hundred cases, and I think this is one of those where, you know, we're going to try to get out as much as we possibly can this year, but we've got a very small initial stock to put out, so you know, a couple thousand cases maximum in 2016.
Wow. So you're going to get to taste what's to come, and then do you predict with future farm stock releases a new release every year, every couple of years? How often will that happen?
This is the beginning of a journey of an evolution of farm stock and of Whistlepig. You know, as I mentioned, this is what we've been waiting for, you know, I certainly for a decade now, is to release a whiskey That's from the farm entirely. And each crop that's released every year will evolve. And so the proportion of whiskey that is, as we say, triple terroir, distilled of our grain, aged in our wood from our own trees and with our own water, will grow in age and proportion. So, you know, for people who enjoy following an evolution of a brand and a different taste, farm stock is going to be an amazing opportunity to pick up each crop as they come out, which will probably happen every year.
Probably about every year. That's amazing. And as you release these future farm stocks, this is farm stock one, the next will be farm stock two, et cetera, I presume the Whistle Pig we've all come to know and love, the 10-year-old and the 12-year-old will still be some of your offerings.
Yeah, the 10, the 12, the 15 will remain, be the same whiskey that people have come to know and love.
Congratulations, my friend, on continuing to grow the collection, and what a special opportunity this is to for consumers to taste what is to come. I tried it there on the farm. I was amazed. The way it was balanced, rounded out, so smartly blended, it's really nothing like I've ever had before. It's in a class all its own.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I think it's certainly a historic event for us at Whistle Pig, and I hope it's in time recognized the first crop of Whistle Pig as a historic event in whiskey in general.
How are you going to be celebrating this piece of history? You're going to crack open a few bottles next week?
I am hopping on an airplane to get on the launch circuit in Chicago, San Francisco, and New York. So I'm going to be with some of our best customers who are getting a sneak preview and getting the first orders in of farm stock. I'm very happy to report we have 3 cases orders for each one that we've shipped, so it's already way oversold. I'm happy that some of our best, longest-standing partners are the ones who are getting it. So if sounds like something that listeners want, pick it up quickly because it's not going to last.
Thanks so much for joining us here on Bourbon Blog, and we'll be continuing to follow the story as you make future releases happen.
Fantastic, man. It was great to have you out. Have a great day.